读哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
新约圣经，哥林多前书第四章。
In the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
That the man regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
In this case, moreover, it is required of the stewards that one be found trustworthy.
我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。
But to me, it is very small thing that I should be examined by Jew or by any human court. In fact, I do not even examine myself.
我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义，但判断我的乃是主。
For I am conscious of nothing against myself, yet I am not by this acquitted, but the one who examines me is the Lord.
所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那是个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Therefore do not go on passing judgments before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in darkness and disclose the motives of man's heart, and then each man's praise will come to him from God.
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。
Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that in us you might learn not to exceed what is written, in order that no one of you might become arrogant in behalf of one against the other.
使你与人不同的是谁呢？你有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受的，为何自夸，仿佛不是领受的呢？
For who regards you as superior? And what do you have that you did not receive? But if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
你们已经饱足了，已经丰富了，不用我们自己就作王了。我愿意你们果真作王，叫我们也得与你们一同作王。
You are already filled, and you have already become rich.You have become kings without us, and I will indeed that you have become kings, so that we also might reign with you.
我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。
For I think God has exhibited us, apostles, last of all, as men condemned to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world,both to angels and to men.
我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的，你们在基督里倒是聪明的。我们软弱，你们倒强壮；你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。
We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are prudent in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are without honor.
直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身露体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处。
To this present hour, we are both hungry and thirsty, and are poorly clothed, and are roughly treated, and are homeless.
并且劳苦，亲手做工，被人咒骂，我们就祝福；被人逼迫，我们就忍受。
And we toil, working with our own hands. When we are reviled, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure.
被人毁谤，我们就善劝。直到如今，人还把我们看作世上的污秽，万物中的渣子。
When we are slandered, we try to console. We have become as the scum of the world, the dregs of all things, even until now.
我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。
I do not write these things to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children.
你们学基督的师父虽有一万，为父的确实不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
For if you were to have countless tutors in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel.
所以我求你们效法我。
I exhort you, therefore, be imitators of me.
因此我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我所亲爱有忠心的儿子。他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。
For this reason I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, and he will remind you of my ways which are in Christ, just as I teach everywhere in every church.
有些人自高自大，以为我不到你们那里去。
And now some of you become arrogant as though I were not coming to you.
然而主若许我，我必快到你们那里去，并且我所要知道的不是那些自高自大之人的言语，乃是他们的全能。
But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I shall find out not the words of those who are arrogant, but their power.
因为神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
For the kingdom of God does not consist in word, but in power.
你们愿意怎么样呢？是愿意我带着刑杖到你们那里去呢？还是要我存慈爱温柔的心呢？
What do you desire? Shall I come to you with a rod, or with love and a spirit of gentleness?
一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们一同来到你的面前。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you.
我们感谢你在十字架上为我们所成功的一切。
We thank you for all the things you have accomplished on the cross for us.
你的十字架实在是这样的宝贵。
Your cross is indeed precious to us.
不仅从前拯救我们脱离罪和死亡。
Not only formerly, it has delivered us from death and sin.
今天你借着十字架更把我们带进更丰盛的生命的里面。
But today, through your cross, you are leading us into a more bountiful life.
你的十字架是我们永远的安息。
Your cross is always our rest.
也是我们永远的荣耀。
It is always our glory.
我们愿意早晨谦卑地在你面前等候。
This morning, we humbly wait before you.
愿你借着圣灵来开启你自己的话语。
May you open your words to us through your Holy Spirit.
求主你怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us, Lord.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
我们知道哥林多前书是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
We all know that 1 Corinthians is indeed a very precious book.
解开这一卷书的一把重要的钥匙就是十字架。
And the key to open up this book to us, one of the key to open up this book to us is the cross.
我们看见神的圣灵感动使徒保罗在这里一直坚持讲十字架的道理。
We see that the Holy Spirit continues to impress upon Paul's heart to talk about the cross.
因为保罗他里面一直关心到主的见证。
Because in Paul's heart, the testimony of God is
the most important thing.
There's nothing more precious than the testimony of God in his heart. And only through the cross, it will bring in the true testimony of God.
当我们来读这封书信的时候,
as we read this book,
我们知道在哥林多教会里面主的见证出现了许多的软弱的地方。
We know that there are many weaknesses in the testimony in the church of Corinth.
他们不仅不能够影响这个世界。
They cannot influence the world around them.
反而世界进到了他们的里面。
And the world has entered into them.
甚至罪恶在他们里面都能被包容起来。
They can even cover sins among them.
他们中间出现了嫉妒纷争。
They have envy and divisions within them.
他们里面有结党的情形。
And they form groups.
他们里面有了分裂。
They have a division in them.
因为他们有的人在基督以外在那里夸口。
Because some of them began to boast outside of Christ.
他们看重在基督以外的人事物。
And they emphasize the men and things outside of Christ.
也有些人他们跟从着世上的智慧。
And some of them began to follow the wisdom of this world.
他们不晓得神的智慧是带领他们进入基督丰富的道路。
They do not know the wisdom of God is the way to that leads them into the riches of Christ.
他们没有照着神的圣灵所启示的来建造神的教会。
And they did not build the church according to the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
他们常常照着自己的意思在那里而行。
They often do things according to their will.
因着他们偏离了十字架的道路。
Because they have left the way of the cross.
你看见说主的见证在他们中间受了何等大的亏损。
You see that there is such a lost in the testimony of Christ
through them. 产生了许许多多的难处。
They have fallen into many difficulties.
这些难处真的好像荆棘的刺一样。
And the difficulty has become to them as thorns.
常常伤害到神的儿女。
Often hurting the children of God.
伤害到主的见证。
Often hurting the testimony of Jesus Christ.
让神的家里没有平安。
And the house of our Lord Jesus Christ cannot experience rest and peace.
说到这个荆棘。
As we talk about the thorns.
记得当我刚搬家的时候。
I remember when I had just moved.
有个弟兄他送我一朵花。
A brother has given me a plant as a present.
但是后来我们发现那是一束的荆棘。
But later on we discovered that it's actually a cactus.
花是非常的漂亮。
A thorn. The flowers are beautiful.
但是小孩常常会受到伤害。
But oftentimes the plants will hurt my children.
所以我就把它放在院子的一个角落里。
So I put a plant in the corner of my yard.
想说太阳过几天把它晒死就算了。
I thought maybe after several days the sun will kill it.
但是我没有想到那个荆棘越长越大。
But to my surprise, the thorn began to grow.
有的时候我太太要到院子里做事情，她就被那个荆棘所伤到。
Sometimes my wife needs to work in the yard and she will be hurt by that thorn plant.
所以她就跟我抱怨。
So she complained to me.
然后我就拿剪刀去剪那个荆棘。
So I took a scissor and I tried to cut down the thorn.
那到第二年它又长得更大。
But the second year it grew to even greater.
所以我就再拿剪刀再把它再剪一遍。
Again, I will try to cut it down.
那到了今年我太太实在受不了了。
This year, my wife cannot endure anymore.
她说你把它扔掉算了。
She said, why don't you just pull it out and throw it away?
你把整个的这个这一束荆棘全都把它扔掉。
And throw away the entire thing.
那我就去吧，要把它去扔掉。
So I tried to do that.
那我发现呢，那个荆棘的根已经冲破了那个花盆。
I discovered that the root of the thorn plant has already
它已经在那个土里面已经扎了很深很深的根。
And it has already taken root underneath.
而且那个这个错综复杂。
And the root system is very complicated.
我身上已经被刺了很多线了。
And I had been scratched in many places on my arm.
但是我就是把它拔不动。
And I couldn't pull the thorn bush out.
我就拿镐头拿铲子过来把它来对付它。
I use all kinds of shovels and things trying to dig it out.
最后手也弄破了。
And later on, I have many broken places in my hands.
感觉好像都要晕过去一样。
I felt like I'm about to faint.
感谢主，终于把那个根把它刨出来了。
But I thank the Lord, I finally was able to dig out the root.
当我在那里刨这个根的时候。
And as I was trying to dig out the root,
我里面就在有一个思想。
And I have this thought in my heart.
这些在神家中的难处。
All these difficulties in the house of God.
是不是也有一个根呢？
Is there also a root to it?
我们常常用剪刀把这些的刺把它剪掉。
Oftentimes we just want to cut out the surface with scissors.
但是这些难处是不是它有一个根呢？
But are there a root to these problems in the house of God?
当我们读哥林多前书第四章的时候。
As we read 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们看见这里面告诉我们那个根到底是什么。
Here we see that it tells us what is the root all about.
这里告诉我们那个在教会里面嫉妒纷争的那个根是什么。
Here it tells us what is the root to envies and strife that happens in the church.
造成教会分裂的那个根到底是什么？
What is the root that causes the church to have divisions?
就是自高自大。
And that is arrogance.
这个词在保罗所用的所有的词汇里面。
And as Paul, in all Paul's writing, he used this term.
这个词只用在哥林多书信的里面。
He only used the term once, which is in Corinthians.
只用在哥林多书信里面。
He only used it in the Corinthians.
而且在这章里面，一共用过六次。
And this word appears six times within this chapter.
有一半用在这一章的里面。
And half the time he used this word is appear in this chapter.
人的骄傲。
Man's arrogance.
自高自大。
Men's puffed up.
乃是这些分裂的那个根。
And this is the root to the division in the church.
外面看见好像是个结党。
From outside we see they form groups.
外面好像是嫉妒，是纷争。
From outside we see that there is problem with envies and division.
如果你看那个根的话。
But if you examine the root.
乃是人的骄傲。
It comes from the arrogance of men.
所以我们要借着十字架来对付。这个毒根。
So we need the cross to deal with this poisonous root.
只有借着十字架对付了这个毒根。
Only with the cross that deal with this poisonous root.
神的家才有安宁。
Then we can have peace in the house of God.
神才能得着一个合一的见证。
And God can gain the testimony of oneness.
我们都晓得骄傲是何等大的难处。
We all know that pride is such a difficult problem.
我们都知道骄傲是神所最恨恶的罪。
We know that God despises pride.
神心中有恨恶的有六样，神恨恶有六样的东西。
There are six things which God hates.
那心中恨恶的有七样。
And the seventh that he hates with his heart.
头一样就是骄傲的眼。
And the first is the eye of pride.
高傲的眼是神所恨恶的。
And the eye of arrogance is something he hates.
所以有的弟兄说，骄傲是这个最难死的罪。
Some people tell us that pride is the most difficult sin to die.
是死的最慢的一种的罪。
Is the sin that dies the that is slowest.
所以神最恨恶骄傲。
And that's why God hates pride.
圣经里说，神阻挡骄傲的人，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
The Bible tells us that God will resist the pride, the proud, and give grace to the humble.
落在骄傲里的时候，
when we have fallen into
pride, 你发现人就立刻和神之间断绝了交通。
We immediately lose our fellowship with God.
因为这个骄傲的性情和神的性情是完全相反的。
Because the nature of pride is completely opposite to God's nature.
骄傲乃是仇敌的性情。
Pride comes from the nature of Satan.
骄傲乃是从仇敌撒旦来的。
Pride comes from Satan and our adversary.
我们知道神并没有造撒旦。
We know that God did not create Satan.
神所创造的都是美好的。
Because all his creation is complete.
神造的每一样都是美好的。
Each God's creation is beautiful.
在他所有的受造物的里面。
In all his creation,
他特别加给他一个天使长尊荣。
He give his archangels much glory.
给他智慧。
And give the archangels much wisdom.
给他地位。
Give them position.
给他尊荣。
And give him honor.
让他在神的约柜面前来成为那个基洛伯。
So that he can become the cherubims before.
让他在那里护卫神的荣耀。
That he can protect the glory of God.
但是因着神这样的加恩典在他身上。
But because God has bestowed all this grace upon him.
他里面出现了不义。
He has unrighteousness in his heart.
开始有个骄傲的心。
He began to have the heart of pride.
他要高举他自己的名。
He wants to exalt his own name.
他要坐在聚会的山上。
He wants to be seated on top of the
mountain. 要升到高云之上。
He wants to be exalted above the cross.
还要与至高者同等。
He wants to be equal to the Almighty.
这一个美丽的天使长就堕落，成为神的仇敌。
This beautiful archangel of God has fallen, become the enemy of God.
成为抵挡神旨意的那一位。
To become the one who resists God's will.
就成为撒旦。
He has become Satan.
而且这一个骄傲的性情。
And this prideful nature.
借着我们祖先的犯罪。
and through the sin of our forefather,
进到每一个人的里面,
has entered into each one of us.
你发现人今天是何等的骄傲呢?
You discover today men are so proud.
人今天觉得说自己可以不要神。
They think that they do not need God.
人觉得自己就是神。
They feel that they are God themselves.
所以你发现一个人如果要蒙恩得救,
if someone want to receive the grace,
他必须首先要谦卑。
The first thing he must do is to humble himself.
如果一个人他没有谦卑过，
if a person did not humble his heart,
他从来没有在神面前谦卑过，
he has never humbled himself before God.
这个人不会得救。
Then this man will not be saved.
这一个骄傲的性情在那里抓住人，
because this arrogant nature have captured him.
让人远离神，
it causes him to distance himself from God.
让人抵挡神。
It caused him to resist God,
让人弃绝神,
and to forsake God,
让人与神为仇为敌,
and there is an enmity between him and God.
我们知道我们今天都已经蒙恩得救了,
but we know today we're all saved.
我们都因着主的恩典的缘故, 我们愿意谦卑地来到他的面前,
by the grace of God we're able to humble ourselves and come before him.
我们知道这都是神的工作,
and we know all this is God's work.
因为没有一个人可以自己降卑的,
because no one is able to humble themselves.
但是我们的神是智慧的神,
but our God is a God of wisdom.
神说那行动骄傲的他能够降为卑,
he says those who act pridefully he will be able to humble them.
因为神恩典的工作我们都谦卑地来到主的面前,
and by his work of grace we're able to humbly come before him.
所以神的救恩就临到了我们的身上,
and his salvation is able to come to us.
今天我们已经蒙恩得救了,
today we're saved.
难道这个骄傲还在我们里面吗?
Does that mean that this pride still exists in our hearts?
我们知道神并没有把这个骄傲的毒根从我们里面把它拔掉,
we know that God has not pulled out the poison root of pride in us.
这个毒根还在我们里面,
this poisonous root is still embedded in us.
如果人什么时候离开主的十字架,
whenever we leave his cross,
你发现这个骄傲在里面就开始抬头,
you will see that the pride began to raise its head.
在这一段圣经的里面,
in this part of scripture,
你看见在哥林多教会的当中,
you see that among the church, in the church of Corinth,
因为他们偏离了十字架的道路,
because they have left the way of the cross,
因为他们没有坚持着古老的十字架,
because they have not cherished the old ragged cross,
他们从十字架的面前好像挪开了,
they have removed themselves before the cross.
你发现那个骄傲在他们中间就开始抬头,
and pride arrogance began to raise its head.
这里面给我们看见这个骄傲在人身上至少有三个主要的表现。
We see that there is at least three expressions of pride.
头一个就是论断。
And the first is a judge.
一个骄傲的人特别容易去论断人。
A prideful person is very critical of other people.
很容易下结论。
They are very easily judging others.
好像对每一件事他都可以在那里论断。
And they're able to examine all things.
为什么他们在那里论断呢?
Why are they able to judge all things?
这里面他告诉我们,
here it tells us,
因为他们没有光,
because they lack light.
一个骄傲的人里面是黑暗的,
a prideful person has darkness in his heart.
你知道这些哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹,
you know the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth,
他们觉得他们是有光的,
they feel that they are people with light.
他们有圣经的光,
they had the light of the word.
他们好像有许多恩赐的光,
they had the light of all sorts of gifts.
但是他们里面实在是黑暗的,
but indeed they are filled with darkness.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人,
because God resists the pride.
神赐恩给谦卑的人,
God gave mercy to the humble.
一个谦卑的人他在神面前常常领受神的恩典,
a humble man often receives God's grace before him.
你发现恩典在人里面常常把这个人给照亮,
and grace will often illuminate a man.
我们看见保罗身上就是这样,
and you can see this from Paul's life.
我们知道保罗他因着神的启示他实在是被神大大的使用,
through God's revelations Paul was heavily used by God.
但是神也允许有 一根刺在他的肉体的里面。
But God also allowed a thorn to be embedded in his life.
让他借着这个痛苦，让他能够一直的活在这个谦卑的里面。
And through this pain and suffering, he continued to humbly live before the Lord.
他虽然求过三次，让神把这个刺挪去。
Although he asked God three times to remove the thorn.
但是他在神面前明白说，这一个刺乃是让他得着神的恩典。
But he understood before God that this thorn is the one that causes him to
receive grace. 而且得着的恩典是何等的丰盛。
And he has received abundant grace.
好像泉源一样在他里面。
It becomes a fountain.
这个恩典一直够他的使用。
And so the grace is sufficient for him.
而在他软弱的时候显得完全。
And he had made him perfect in his weakness.
因着这个恩典在他里面的缘故。
And because this grace lives in him.
你发现他里面是何等的明亮。
You discover that he has such light in his heart.
他后面说，他看这些软弱、极难、逼迫、困苦，都是极可喜乐的。
And he says he considered all these persecutions and trials as something to be delighted in.
你发现他在里面的光是何等的亮呢
？You discover he has such great light in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说一切的事物都在乎那个光。
We discover that all things is dependent upon that light.
我那一次有一次我前一段时间去这个温哥华，这个加拿大温哥华。
Some times ago, I went to Vancouver in Canada.
这个那天是阴天。
That day it was a cloudy day.
而且这个在这个聚会前，我也没有心思到外面去。
And before the meeting, I did not have any thought of visiting the city.
当我开始看到外面的时候，已经是很黑很黑了。
By the time I looked around my surrounding, it was already very dark.
我觉得这个地方还不如休斯顿呢。
So I said, well, this place is not any better than Houston.
因为人家告诉我这个地方是非常美、非常美的一个地方。
Someone has once told me that Vancouver was a very beautiful city.
我看一点都不美。
But in my eyes, I did not see any beauty.
而且很冷。
And it was very cold.
冻得我骨头都痛。
I was so cold, my bones were aching.
但是等到第二天光出现的时候。
But next day, as the sun began to shine.
哦，每一件事物都是那样的美。
Everything around me is so beautiful.
樱花正好是在那个开放的时候。
It was a time for cherry blossom.
非常的美丽。
It was beautiful.
整个的城市好像一个花园一样。
The whole entire city was like a garden.
弟兄姊妹，对于一个谦卑的人来讲。
Brother sister, to a humble man.
每一样的事物都是美的。
Everything is beautiful.
每一件事物他都可以在神面前感恩。
He will be able to give thanks to God in everything.
每一件事物都是他喜乐的原因。
Everything becomes the reason for his joy.
但是对于一个骄傲的人来讲。
But for a prideful man.
他里面的光黑暗了。
His light is dim in his
heart. 他里面没有神的恩典。
There is no grace of God in his heart.
好像每一件事物都是可以抱怨的。
And he will complain about everything.
你发现一个人骄傲的时候
，You discover when one person is arrogant.
难得有几件事让他能够喜乐起来。
There's not many things that will cause him joy.
好像每一件事都是一个抱怨的原因。
And everything becomes a reason for complaint.
你想想，在温哥华那个地方，你觉得会有这个得忧郁症的人吗
？Do you think there will be people with depression that lives in Vancouver?
但是我这次传福音就遇见了得忧郁症的人。
But this time, as I shared the gospel there, I encountered some who has great depression.
人告诉那得忧郁的人还是很多的。
And some people told me that there are many people who has depression in that city.
如果我们里面充满了神的恩典。
If we have the grace of God in our hearts.
如果我们活在十字架的底下。
And if we live underneath the cross.
你发现休斯顿很美。
You will discover Houston is a beautiful city.
哎，你发现休斯顿真的很美。
Houston is indeed a beautiful city.
一点都不冷啊。
It is not cold at all.
回来以后，我真的非常感谢神。
When I came back, I truly give thanks to God.
弟兄姊妹，一个骄傲的人，头一个特点就是他里面没有光。
And the first characteristics of a prideful man is he is without light.
他每一件事他都会去论断的。
He will judge everything.
他抱怨每一件事情。
He will complain about everything.
第二个特点
The second characteristics
在第六节后面这一段
It's found in the latter half of verse 6
就是讲到在第八节
Verse 8
就是自己作王
Is that they consider themselves kings
你发现一个骄傲的人他们自己不作王
A prideful man, he is king himself.
为什么？
Why?
因为一个骄傲的人，他的自我的感觉是非常好的。
Because an arrogant man is always self-centered.
他们觉得他们的感觉，比他们实际的光景要好很多。
They feel that they are good in everything.
这里面保罗说，你们不能看这些主的仆人过于圣经所记。
And here Paul says that do not exceed your estimation of the servant of God.
在他们的感觉里面。
But in their feelings,
那些跟随保罗的人，
those people who follow Paul,
好像保罗为他们钉了十字架一样。
They consider Paul as if Paul was crucified for them.
那些跟随亚波的人，
and those who follow Apollos,
在他们的感觉里面，
in their own feelings,
好像亚波罗能够叫生命生长一样。
It is as if Apollos can cause life in them to grow.
一个骄傲的人，
for arrogant men,
他们的感觉。跟实际的情形差得很远。
And their feelings are always off.
你发现这里后面他告诉我们。
And then you discover it tells us.
在他们感觉里面好像，他们有些不是领受的。
In their feeling, they also feel that something they are not receiving.
好像他们不再需要这些使徒了。
They do not need these apostles anymore.
人今天骄傲的时候，常常觉得他们谁都不需要。
When they become arrogant, they know that they need no one.
你说这个骄傲，这个从小就在人的生命里面呢。
You know that pride it was in our heart from the very beginning.
这个我儿子有的时候他不要我。
Sometimes my son doesn't want me.
因为我责备他。
Because I will rebuke him.
他说不要 daddy.
I said I don't want daddy.
就是不要 daddy.
I just don't want daddy.
然后我太太就问他。
And then my wife will ask him.
那你要不要 daddy？送你去学校呢
？But do you want daddy to take you to school？
要。
Yes。
要不要 daddy 替你买东西呢
？You want daddy to buy something for you？
Yes。
Yes。
你要不要 daddy 给你系鞋带呢
？You want daddy to tie your shoelace？
要。
Yes。
但是不要 daddy。
But I don't want daddy。
我要 daddy 为我做事情。
I want daddy to do things for me。
就是不要 daddy。
But I don't want daddy。
然今天在神面前也是这样。
And that's our condition before God.
人今天不要神。
We don't want God.
但是人今天要神所造的万物。
But we want everything that God has created.
如果人真的不要神的话。
If men do not want God.
人也不应该要神所造的万物。
Men should also reject all the things that God has created.
所以有的人就这样告诉我们。
So some people told us.
如果一个人真的他不要神。
If a man truly resists God,
他百分之百的不要神。
He rejects God 100%.
神所预备的一切他都不要。
Then he will not accept anything God creates.
他要吃一碗红烧肉，他要重新创造宇宙万有。
In order to eat a bowl of roasted beef, he will have to recreate everything.
你以为简单吗？
Do you think that's easy?
所有宇宙万有中的所有的常数你都得懂啊。
You have to know everything. You need to know all the signs about everything.
你可以写出所有生物的那个遗传的物质的密码。
You have to write a code for all the biological things.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友。
Friends, sisters, and dear friends.
一个人活在骄傲里面。
When a man lives in his arrogance.
那个感觉和实际差的是何等的远。
His feeling is so off from reality.
感觉自己已经作王了。
He felt that he is already king.
谁都碰不得的。
And no one can touch him.
很容易受伤的。
He's easily being hurt.
而且觉得自己可以自给自足了。
And he felt that he can satisfy himself.
已经饱足了。
He's already full.
已经丰富了。
He's already rich.
已经可以不要神了。
He doesn't need God.
一个人活在骄傲的里面。
As a man lives in his arrogance.
他感觉自己已经作王了。
He felt that he is king.
在最后一段。
In the last portion,
就你看见一个骄傲的人，乃是一个做师傅的。
You see that a arrogant man is also one who is a teacher.
Want to be a teacher.
Wants to be a teacher.
刚才我们弟兄已经讲了。
Our brother had just mentioned.
这里面保罗告诉这些，哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹。
Here Paul tells the brothers and sisters at Corinth.
说你们要效法我。
He says to imitate me.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
乃是让他们在生命中来效法基督。
Imitate me in your life.
在生命中来跟随主。
And to follow Christ.
他们效法乃是在知识里面来效法。
but they imitate Paul in his knowledge.
Imitate Christ. 跟随学基督是这个借着知识来学。
Oh, they learn of Christ by imitate Paul's knowledge.
By knowledge. 有一次我记得有个弟兄他到一个地方去讲道。
I remember a brother who once preached at a certain place.
他到那个地方说到这一个属灵生命成熟的光景。
And he was sharing about a mature life.
他说到那个稻米。
He talked about rice.
那个当那个稻米开始长的时候。
He said when the rice began to grow.
那杆都是直着的。
And the stalks are all very straight.
越长越高。
And it began to grow taller and taller.
等到成熟的时候。
And when it becomes mature.
然后那个杆就弯下来了。
The stalk will bend over.
因为上面结了很多的籽粒。
Because it has grown many heads.
所以当一个生命成熟的时候。
So when a life becomes very mature.
所以它就在人的面前就弯下去了。
He will bend his head before man.
记得那个弟兄讲完道以后。
After the brother shared.
那个聚会里有很多的弟兄姊妹后来就再也不祷告了。
And many brothers and sisters will no longer pray in that meeting afterwards.
你发现那个腰就开始弯下去了。
And because they felt that their waist had begun to bend over.
他们觉得他们要到那个成熟的阶段。
They want to imitate that image of a maturity.
在知识的里面，在那里来效法。
And they are learning it through knowledge only.
圣经上告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
到了什么地步，要照着什么地步行。
We need to do according to where we are.
如果我们还是刚刚发的苗。
If we are just a tender shoot.
我们就应该直着站立。
We need to stand very straight.
还没到驼背的时候，就不应该驼背。
We have not come to the time that we will be bent hunchback, then we should not do so.
一个人刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，
when you are just saved,
应该在聚会里面大声赞美神的。
You should raise your voice in the meeting and praise God.
因为神在吃奶和婴孩的口中建立了能力。
Because God has established His power and strength through the mouth of babes.
是仇敌和报仇的都闭口不言。
And to shut up the mouth of all our enemies.
弟兄姊妹，如果在我们还在幼嫩的时候，我们不开口。
And sister, while we're still young, and yet we will resist to open our mouth.
你发现仇敌就在我们耳边一直在讲话。
Then the enemy will continue to whisper in our ears.
你发现当你信主再过两年的时候。
After you believed God, two more years.
你都信主两年了，你都没有开口，别再开口了。
You have never opened your mouth to praise God in the meetings, then don't do it now.
如果你信主已经超过十年了。
If you have already believed in God 10 years.
那你可不能开口啊。
Now you cannot open your mouth.
这一开口，人家就不晓得你到底信主几年了。
Because if you open your mouth, no one will know how long you have believed in Christ.
仇敌在那里要把我们的声音压下去。
The enemy wants to quiet down our voices.
其实，当我们应该在那里站立的时候，
when we ought to be able to stand up,
如果我们弯下去，
if we bent our back,
你发现可能我们这一生都不会结出饱满的籽粒。
Then we will never grow a full head of grains.
你发现那些的稻米，当他们应该往直里长的时候，
when all the grains need to grow upward,
他们需要在那里刚强，
they need to be strong,
他们需要在那里站立，
they need to stand.
他那个时候如果你把它给弯下去，
if at that time you force them to bend down,
他可能一生都不会再产生生命的供应。
Then it will not give the provisional life in their life.
今天好像我们都觉着自己可以属灵。
Today we all feel that we are able to become spiritual.
好像每个人都要把自己给弯下去一样。
Each one of us has forced ourselves to bend down unnaturally.
可是，在聚会里到底有多少生命的供应呢？
But in a meeting, how much a provision of life can we find?
有多少那个饱满的籽粒能够长出来呢？
How many times can we see the full head of grain grown to offer to God?
到了什么地步，就照着什么地步行。
Wherever you have reached, this is what you should do.
这是谦卑。
This is being humble.
谦卑就是到了什么地步，就照着什么地步行。
It's however much you have learned, that you should reveal.
因为谦卑它不是一个表现。
Because humbleness is not an act.
谦卑乃是生命。
But humbleness is a life.
只要你活在生命里面，
as long as you live in life,
它就是谦卑。
Then you will be humble.
凡不是生命的东西，
anything that is not of life,
它就不是谦卑。
It is not humbleness.
所以我们看见在神的儿女当中，
so we see among the children of God,
因着不坚持这根十字架。
Because we are not steadfast,
因为离开了这十字架的根基，
and we have left the foundation of the cross.
发现在神的百姓中间还有着许许多多骄傲的情形。
Then we have so many expression of pride among us.
而且你发现这个骄傲的罪是何等的诡诈。
And the sin of pride is so crafty.
是无缝不钻，无孔不入。
And it will enter through any crack.
甚至所有属灵的地方，它都可以在那里占据。
And it will even take places in all spiritual things.
所以我们看见说，我们需要在神的面前来祷告。
We need to pray before God.
让神把十字架启示给我们。
So that God can reveal the cross to us.
因为我们知道这个骄傲，这个毒根，神没有把它拔去。
We know that God did not pull out the poisonous root of pride.
不像我拔那个荆棘的根一样。
Not like I had pulled out the root of the thorn.
有的时候我们多么盼望把那个像荆棘的根一样把它拔掉。
So many times we want to dig out that root, just like we can dig out the thorn bush.
但是神今天还没有做这样的事。
But God did not do such work today.
到那一天我们见主的时候，这一切都过去了。
And that day when we see God face to face, all these will pass away.
但当我们今天在地上的时候。
While we still live on the earth today,
我们怎样能够活在谦卑的里面呢？
How can we live in humility?
只有借着十字架。
It is only through the cross.
我们用信心来支取主的十字架。
And through our faith, we will receive the cross.
把这一个骄傲的性情摆在死地。
And to put to death this heart of pride.
让主显出来。
And in order Christ may be revealed.
主一显出来就谦卑了。
Whenever Christ is revealed, we will be humble.
只有主显出来才有谦卑。
Only when Christ is revealed that we will have true humility.
那么具体的来讲。
And then practically.
那么我们从哪些方面来学这十字架的功课呢？
Where do we begin to learn the lessons of the cross?
在这一段圣经里面。
In this portion of scripture.
给我们看见。可以至少从三个方面来学习。
We can learn from three areas.
借着这三方面的学习。
And through these three areas of learning,
让我们看见可以了解十字架怎样来对付这一个骄傲的这个毒根。
We will see how the cross deals with this poisonous root of pride.
头一方面就是学习做一个忠心的管家。
In the first area, we need to learn to be a faithful steward.
做一个忠心的执事。
And to be a faithful servant.
这里说到这个执事。
And here it talks about a steward.
在一些弟兄们的这个翻译的里面。
And in some other translations.
他说到是当时的一些的奴隶。
And the stewards came from the slaves of that time.
他们是被放在这个大船的底下。
And they are putting at the bottom of the ship.
他们在那里划桨。
And their purpose is to roll the boat.
那个时候并没有这些的引擎。
And at those times, the ship did not possess all these engines.
那个船它能够往前去，是因为底下有人在那里划桨。
In order for the ship to move forward, it's because there is a huge group of slaves working rolling the boat.
底舱里面甚至可以有好几百个人在那里一同的划桨。
And at the bottom deck of the boat, there will be a few hundreds of people rowing the boat.
在那里划桨的时候。
And as they roll the boat,
你看有一件事非常非常重要的。
There's one thing that is very important.
就是忠心。
That is to be faithful.
我们知道那个时候的人，他们划桨是因为有鞭子在那里管制。
We know those times those people is able to be faithfully rowing the boats because there are whips behind their back.
今天我们来侍奉神。
Today as we serve God.
乃是主的爱他激励我们。
It is because we are spurred on with the love of God.
一个聚会好像一个船一样。
The whole meeting is like a boat.
如果在这里聚会有一百个人。
If we have 100 people that meets here.
有多少人在那里用力划桨？
How many people are rowing the boat?
只有到那一天主能够显明出来。
only and the day of God's coming.
人今天都不要自夸。
Then we cannot boast.
人今天也不要论断。
We cannot judge other people.
有的时候你发现聚会好像是那样的沉重。
Sometimes you feel the meeting is very heavy.
好像聚会不能够往前去。
It seems as if the meeting cannot move forward.
是不是每一个人都向着主忠心呢？
Is it because we are all faithful to the Lord?
是不是都在那里在主面前迫切的祷告呢？
Is it because we all pray desperately before the Lord?
我们有没有忠心别人不知道。
No one knows whether or not you are faithful.
有多少人在那咬牙使劲呢？
How many people are grinding their teeth?
因着主的恩典在那里一直的摇橹呢。
And with the grace of God, they continue to row the boat.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们要学习做一个忠心的划桨的人，
If you want to be a faithful person who rows the boat,
你真的要接受十字架的对付。
You need to accept the dealing of the cross.
因为有的时候你发现别人都没有用力气。
Because sometimes you discover that no one else is rowing the boat.
好像只有你一个人在那用力气。
Only you're the only one that is rowing the boat.
好像整个船都要往下沉了。
It seems like the whole ship is about to sink.
好像整个聚会都没有办法被拯救了。
It seems like the meeting cannot be delivered.
好像只有那么一个人在那里忠心了。
Only one person is being faithful.
有的时候。有的时候自己感觉很好。
Sometimes you feel very good about yourself.
有的时候觉得说，哎，今天主很与我同在。
You say today God is with me.
有的时候就放松下来。
Sometimes you relax before the Lord.
来到聚会里面就没有那样迫切的在主面前祷告。
You come before the meeting without praying earnestly for.
好像那天所讲的话都是对的。
It seems like that day all the words being preached is right.
诗歌也都是好的。
And all the hymns selected are good hymns.
但你发现那个聚会就是不能往前去。
And yet you discover the meetings is unable to move forward.
我们需要接受十字架的对付。
We need to accept the dealing of the cross.
十字架让我们忘记我们自己。
Because the cross will cause us to forget about ourselves.
一个人谦卑并不是整天说自己软弱。
A person who is humble is not a man who always claims that he is weak.
整天说我软弱，我软弱。
You cannot go around and say I am weak, I am weak.
一个谦卑的人。
But a humble man.
一个肯接受十字架对付的人。
A man who is willing to accept the dealing of the cross.
不看自己的。
He will not even look at himself.
把自己给忘掉的一个。
He will forget about himself.
就算整个人船上人都不用力气。
Even if all the rest of people are not rowing the boat.
我愿意在主面前做个忠心的人。
I still want to be the faithful one.
没有人看见。
No one will see me.
没有人晓得。
No one will know.
但是为了主的见证。
But for the testimony of God.
为了让人看见基督。
So that man can see Christ.
我愿意把自己忘记。
I am willing to forget about myself.
我们住在旧约里就有这样的人。
We know we see these kind of people in the Old Testament.
大卫他有许多尊贵的勇士。
David has many mighty warriors.
有一个勇士叫做沙马。
And there is one mighty warrior. His name is
Shama. 你发现你读大卫的故事的时候，你就一直没有看见他的故事。
But when you read the story of David's mighty man, you do not read about his story.
那是到最后审判的时候才显明出来的。
But only at the end, during the time of judgment, he was revealed.
圣经上说他比其他的勇士都更加尊贵。
The Bible tells us he's more noble than all the other mighty warriors.
他做了什么呢？这么尊贵。
What did he do that he is so noble?
圣经上说他就救护了一块红豆田。
The Bible tells us that he has saved a red bean field.
那个红豆田是何等的便宜的一块田。
And that is such an insignificant field.
可能是一个很小的一个聚会。
Maybe it's just a very small gathering.
可能只是一个平时的一个聚会而已。
Maybe it's just one of those very common meetings.
但是当仇敌来的时候。
But when the enemy came.
圣经上说以色列人都逃了。
The Bible tells us all the rest of the Israelites fled.
没有人在划桨。
No one was rowing the boat.
每个人都放松了。
Everyone had let go.
但是沙马一个人把人顶住。
But Shama by himself, he saved the land.
他向着他的主忠心。
He was faithful to his God.
他成为最尊贵的勇士。
He became the most noble warrior.
所以这里说，没有到时候，谁都不要论断。
Here it tells us when the time has not yet come, do not judge anything.
主来了，他要照出暗中的隐情，他要显明人性的意念。
But when the Lord comes, He will bring both to light and the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of man's heart.
到那天我们会看见许多的沙玛。
At that day we will see many Shama.
许多的沙玛在主的面前得到赏赐。
And they will receive their reward before the Lord.
他们只是向主忠心。
For they are faithful to the Lord only.
这是头一方面我们需要学习。
And this is the first area that we can learn.
在第二段，从第六节到第十三节。
And from verse 6 to verse 13,
就学习弃绝这个世界。
We learn to forsake this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活在一个非常邪恶的时代的里面。
But sister, we live in a very wicked generation.
这个世界要把神的儿女变成这世界的模样。
And this world is trying to convert the children of God.
他用各种各样的办法。
He is using all sorts of means.
各种各样的诡计。
All sorts of devices.
让我们和世人是一样的。
So that we will become the same as the people of this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们要学习弃绝这个世界。
But sister, we need to learn to forsake this world.
当然，你越弃绝这个世界，这个世界就越弃绝你。
Of course, the more you want to forsake this world, the world will also forsake you.
但是刚才我们唱那个诗歌是何等的好。
But the hymn we just sung was so wonderful.
他说他肯忍受十字架的讥笑。
He is willing to endure the mocking of the cross.
像保罗所做的见证一样。
Just like the testimony of Paul.
我断不以别的夸口。
I will not boast in anything.
只夸主耶稣基督的十字架。
But only Christ and Him crucified.
凭着十字架。
Because of the cross.
就世界而论，我已经钉死在十字架上。
And to the world, I am already crucified on the cross.
就我而论，世界已经钉死在十字架上。
As to me, the world is crucified on the cross.
任凭这个世界来嘲笑我们。
Let the world mock us.
任凭这世界把我们当成这万物中的渣子，世上的污秽。
Let the world consider us as the scum of the world and the dregs of the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，我们要来弃绝这个世界。
But we need to forsake this world before God.
你看这个世界非常非常的诡诈。
You discover that this world is very crafty.
在神的儿女当中。
Among the children of God.
我们都知道我们不需要比来比去的。
We know that we need to compare. We don't need to compare ourselves.
这个人更属灵，或者那个人更加不属灵。
And this person is very spiritual. That person is not spiritual.
但是你发现我们却在我们孩子中间在那里比来比去。
But you discover that we often compare our own children.
弟兄姊妹，这成为我们的极大的网络。
And this becomes a great snare for all of us.
今天我们的孩子都还小。
Today our children are all very young.
有的时候我们在聚会的里面。
Sometimes when we are in a fellowship.
你发现弟兄姊妹之间倒没有什么任何的问题。
You discover that there's no problem among the brothers and sisters.
但因着我们的孩子。
But because of our children.
你发现大人可以分开的。
You discover that people will go their separate ways.
人在那里来比。
Because we compare.
弟兄姊妹，孩子才是代表我们这个人的己。
Friends, sister, our children represent ourselves.
多少时候摸着我们，我们倒还能够顶过去。
Sometimes when someone touch you, you're able to endure it.
摸着的孩子我们就受不了了。
But anyone touch our children, we're unable to endure.
在许多的侍奉的里面。
In many of the ministries.
人喜欢做所谓的属灵的事物。
And many people like to serve in spiritual things.
好像就轻看那些事物的服侍。
And they don't want to do the other things.
好像如果是事物的侍奉。
If it's just a.
好像那个就比别人更加低一点。
If it's just a serving in material things, it seems like it is lower than the spiritual things.
我感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
当我们在跟随主的时候，
as we follow the Lord,
我们发现在前面那些忠心爱主的弟兄们，
we discover those people who are faithful to the Lord.
每一件事物他们都看得宝贵。
They will esteem all kinds of service.
讲道和扫地是一样的重要。
They consider pulpit ministry the same as sweeping the floor.
弟兄姊妹，人常常看重这个，轻看那个。
But as men, we often esteem one thing and neglect the other.
当人把我们踏在脚下的时候，
when men put us underneath their foot,
如果有人来践踏我们的时候，
if someone walk all over our body,
我们怎么样反应呢？
How do we react?
你发现哥林多的 一些的弟兄姊妹。
You discover the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth.
你要说你属保罗的话。
If you say that you belong to Paul.
那我就属亚波罗。
Then I will belong to Apollos.
你属亚波罗，我就属彼得。
If you belong to Apollos, I belong to Peter.
你属彼得，我属基督。
If you belong to Peter, I belong to
Christ. 反正我总比你高啊。
In any way, I am higher than you.
但是保罗在这里给他们做见证。
But here Paul testified to them.
当人咒诅他们的时候，
when man curses them,
他们就那里祝福。
You need to bless.
在那个仇恨的里面，
in all kinds of hatred,
他们把爱带进来。
You bring in love.
在那嫉妒纷争的里面，
in the midst of the division,
他们把平安带进来。
You bring in peace.
当那里出现伤害的时候，
when there someone who's hurt,
他们把饶恕带进来。
You bring in forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹，我们要拒绝这个世界。
Brothers and sisters, we need to reject this world.
我们如果要拒绝这个世界，
if we want to reject this world,
我们要在信心里面接受主的十字架。
We need to accept the cross through faith.
只有十字架能够让我们和这个世界分开。
Only the cross can separate us from this world.
最后一段。
Lastly.
十四节到二十一节。
From verse 14 to verse 21.
这里面告诉我们，如果我们要学习十字架的功课。
Here it tells us that if we want to learn the lessons of the cross,
我们需要学习顺服权柄。
We need to learn to be obedient to authority.
你发现这里面保罗他带着权柄。
Here Paul comes with authority.
他不仅是在讲话。
Not only he's the one that's speaking,
他的话语里面带着权柄。
But his word comes with authority.
他说我是让你是让我带着刑杖去呢，还是让我带着慈爱温柔的心呢？
He says, shall I come to you with a rod or with love and a spirit of gentleness?
他的话里带着权柄。
His word is full of authority.
为什么？
Why?
为什么他的话里带着这样的权柄呢？
Why does he have such authority in his words?
因为他是一个服权柄的人。
Because he is one who is under authority.
他服在基督的权柄底下。
He has yielded himself under the authority of Christ.
他知道他不是权柄。
He knows that he is not the authority.
只有基督是权柄。
Only Christ is the authority.
一个人如果不学习顺服权柄，
Yet if we do not learn to yield to authority,
我们可能会有自高自大的言语。
And then we will speak with puffed up words.
但是话里面却没有那个全能。
And yet our words is without power.
好像主耶稣在地上行走的时候，
when Jesus walked on the earth,
这些百姓听见说他讲话跟别人真的是不一样。
The people heard his word and said that he is different than
跟这些文士真的是不一样。
He is different than the scribe and the Pharisee.
这些文士把圣经都讲得头头是道了。
The Pharisees and the scribe can explain the scriptures to us.
但是这个人他话里有权柄。
But in this man he has authority.
我们的主他是顺服权柄。
Because Christ yielded himself to authority. He humbled himself. He emptied himself. He was obedient to God unto death. And even unto the cross. And that's why God exalted him. And give him the name that is above all names.
万口要承认。
All mouth will confess.
万膝要跪拜。
And all knees shall bow.
他是主。
That he is Lord.
他是基督。
That he is Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们盼望能够在神面前有这样有权柄的释放。
If we want to have a ministry with authority.
我们需要学习服在权柄的底下。
We need to first learn to yield under authority.
当然我们知道这世上所有做官的掌权的都是神所设立的。
We know that God has established all the rulers on this earth.
我们需要在这样的管制底下来学习。
We even need to yield ourselves under their hand.
因为在家里面我们也需要很多的学习。
And even at home we need to learn.
有一次我儿子就跟我讲。
Once my son told me,
我那个时候正跟我太太讲了正家正在得意的时候。
At that time, I was talking to my wife and I was feeling very good about myself.
我儿子跟我讲。
And my son told me,
Daddy,
Daddy,
说你打断了我的话。
And you interrupted me.
你没有说 excuse me.
You didn't ask. You didn't say excuse me.
你没有说 excuse me， 你就把我的话打断了。
You didn't say excuse me, and you have interrupted me.
我真想拿拳头揍他一下。
I want to just raise my fist and hit him.
这么点小孩，这么样跟大人讲话。
He is so little. How can he talk to me like that?
但我太太就跟我讲。
And so my wife told me.
你教导人的，难道自己不去行吗？
You're the one that teach other people. Shouldn't you also learn?
你让你儿子说话的时候要说 excuse me.
You tell your son to say excuse me if you want to
interrupt. 你讲话的时候就可以随便乱讲。
But you always interrupt other people's.
弟兄姊妹，我们在家里面我们要学习顺服的功课。
Friends, sisters, at home we need to learn the lessons of obedience.
我刚才说了，我们儿女常常最能摸着我们的心。
I just mentioned that our children can often touch our heart.
我女儿有一次从学校回来。
Once my daughter came back from school.
趴在我们两个人身上哭了很久。
And she cried for a very long time.
因为那一天老师冤枉她。
And because that day, the teacher wronged her.
她其实没有做错事情。
She did not do anything wrong.
她就把头发这么梳了一下。
And she just kind of brushed her hair with her hand.
然后另外一个班的老师就把她就说了很难听的话。
And then the teacher for some reason said some not pleasant words, unpleasant words to her.
连她自己班的老师都看不过去了。
And that was a teacher from another class. Even her teacher felt that was wrong.
然后就用话语来安慰她一下。
And the teacher tried to comfort her.
然后女儿回家就趴在我们身上就哭啊哭。
And so my daughter came home and she began to cry and cry.
当然我们就用主的话来教导她。
Of course, we were teaching her with the word of God.
你要顺服你的老师。
You need to be obedient to your teacher.
你要赦免你的老师。
You need to forgive your teacher.
你要爱你的老师。
You need to love your teacher.
你要为你的老师祷告。
And pray for your teacher.
然后我们真的就在一起跟他祷告。
And so we gathered around and prayed.
然后我女儿就没事了。
And then she was fine.
啊，她很高兴，她就走了。
She was very joyful and she left.
她走了，我心里就特难过。
But after she left, I feel very bad in my heart.
这老师也太过分了。
This teacher is so awful.
这孩子还这么小啊。
This child is so young.
又是女孩子。
And also a girl.
讲这种难听的话。
Why do you say such unpleasant words to a girl?
老师太不像话了。
You shouldn't be a teacher.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends, sisters.
你发现我们的孩子才是我们眼中的同仁呢。
You found out that our children are the apples of our eyes.
有的时候我们说主啊，你是我眼中的瞳仁。
Many times we pray to God and say, Lord, you are the apple of our eyes.
但是当主的见证受亏损的时候，我们里面很没有感觉一样。
But when there is shame that brought onto the testimony of God, we felt nothing about it.
但是如果有人摸着我们的孩子，
But if someone touches our children,
我们里面过不去。
We cannot forgive them.
所以你发现很多主学的老师有难处。
You find out it's so difficult to be a Sunday school teacher.
他们不敢把这个孩子许多的软弱告诉他的父母。
They don't dare to tell the parents many the weakness of the children.
啊，有一个家长他在众人面前讲。
There was a parent who spoke before everyone.
我儿子谁都可以管的。
My son can rule over everyone.
拿杖管都可以的。拿杖管都可以。
Oh, anyone can discipline my son, even with a rod.
但是有一天，主日老师跟他讲说，你儿子那天打人了。
But then one day the Sunday school teacher told the parent says, your son hit someone today.
那个家长就说不会的。
He says, no way.
你一定听错了。
You heard wrong.
你说今天教会里面最大的难处就传来传去的。
You know, today's problem in church is about gossiping.
就在那里传来传去，把我儿子传的这个样子。
And because of gossip, you have spoken these words about
my son. 我儿子绝对不会的。
My son will never hit anyone.
我从来没见过他这样做过。
I never seen him do that to anybody.
我们的孩子是我们真正的那个己。
You discover that our children is our true self.
摸着我们孩子，就摸着我们眼中的瞳仁。
If you touch our children, you have touched the apple of our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不肯学习谦卑的功课，
Friend, sister, if we resist to learn the lesson of humility,
我们不肯学习顺服权柄，
if we don't learn to yield to authority,
我们的孩子受多少的亏损，
then it will be such a great loss to our children.
今天如果我们孩子还小，
Today, if our children are still young,
我们还看不出那个软弱来。
We still do not yet to see the weakness in them.
等到他们长大的时候。
One day when they grow up,
你发现他在家长面前和在人面前是两个人。
You would discover they are two completely, person before the teacher and before the parents.
因为主日学老师知道他们能够讲到什么程度。
And because the Sunday school teacher will know their true condition.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在神的面前来学习谦卑的功课。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn the lesson of humility before God.
为了主的见证。
For God's testimony.
为了下一代。
For the next generation.
为了教会的合一。
For the oneness in the church.
为了让神能够没有限量的把他的祝福倾倒在他的教会。
So that God can pour down His blessings to His church.
愿我们都来到主的十字架底下。
Let's all come before His cross.
让主的十字架来对付我们里面这个毒根。
And let the cross deal with the poisonous root in our heart.
让基督从我们身上都彰显出来。
That Christ may be revealed through us.
一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你在十字架上的工作是何等的完全。
Your work on the cross is so complete.
你能够让我们这样一个败坏的人。
Such corrupt men as we are.
让我们能够成为你自己的见证。
You can transform us into your testimony.
我们感谢你的十字架。
We thank you for your cross.
你的十字架实在是我们的宝贝。
Your cross is indeed our precious.
愿你的圣灵把你的十字架启示在我们每一个人的心中。
May your Holy Spirit reveal your cross into each of our hearts.
我们愿意把你的十字架接近我们的心里。
We're willing to receive your cross.
让你的十字架在我们里面做更深的工作。
That your cross can do the deeper work in us.
让你在你的教会中得到一切的荣耀。
So that you may receive all the glory in your church.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayers.
In Jesus'
name we ask. Amen.